This is KCUR 89.3. After years of planning and work, cycling advocates thought the abandoned Rock Island Railway, which runs through south central Missouri, was on track to become a 144-mile bike trail. So many of them were pretty taken aback when the State Parks Department, under the leadership of newly elected Governor Eric Greitens, recently decided to hit pause on the project. But it's not just bicycle weekend warriors who've been pushing for the trail. Many small towns see it as a potential economic lifeline. And as KCUR's Alex Smith reports, they're worried about what happens next.
Ever since the Rock Island Railway ceased operation in the 1980s, the town of Bell in central Missouri has been an isolated pocket, far from any city or major highway that might bring business through town. Richard Hughes grew up here and is now a city alderman.
You've heard the term one-horse town. We're pretty much there. We're 1,500 people. And like all the small communities around here, we struggle.
So about 4 years ago, when Bell residents found out about plans to convert the abandoned railway into a bike trail spanning the state, they saw an opportunity, the chance to become an oasis for cyclists passing through. They worked with government agencies to get funding and started an ambitious community improvement plan. Some residents are looking into creating bed and breakfasts. One of Hughes' neighbors even decided to start a bike rental business.
Oh, he's already bought the bicycles.
The trail would run past the city park and near Bell's historic downtown. Mark McLean, executive director of the local Osage Arts Community, says cyclists would have easy access to the best the town has to offer, including the art gallery and the Dinner Bell Greek restaurant.
They can come right off the trail, put their bikes right in the bike racks, and walk through the gallery. They go have something to eat, then they can walk through the bookstore, take a break from being in the sun, and then get rejuvenated and then back on the trail again.
In 2014, Bell was awarded a federal grant of around $72,000 to build the part of the trail that would run through town. And late last year, then-Governor Jay Nixon announced plans for the state to take over the railway in 2017. So Bell's mayor, Steve Vogt, says he was a little frustrated earlier this year when state officials told him the new administration was reconsidering the trail and the town should hold off on construction.
Well, obviously it's disappointing. We'd like to, you know, got great weather. We could really be making hay on it right now.
The truth is that not everyone along the Rock Island Trail is as bike crazy as the leaders of Bell.
You can see right here where we're at right now, there is a house within, 75, 100 feet of the where the trail would be.
About 80 miles to the west of Bell, just outside of Versailles, farmer Dwayne Chad drives his pickup along the Rock Island tracks near his house. Like many farmers who've spoken out against the trail, he's concerned about safety, privacy, and crime that the trail might invite. But his biggest concern is its cost to taxpayers. He points out bridges that will need to be rebuilt and many stretches of trail that are overgrown with trees.
We've got roads and bridges that our ambulances, our buses, our people drive on that needs this money instead of putting it into a trail that is just a playground for a few thousand people.
Chad says there are already plenty of trails throughout the state, and he's doubtful the Rock Island Trail would create the economic stimulus that towns like Bell are counting on.
You just cannot sell enough bottles of Gatorade or water or fix enough flat tires on bicycles to boost the economy along this trail.
Earlier this summer, Missouri State Parks invited public comments on the future of the trail. Mike Sutherland, who became deputy director of parks in June, says the level of interest has been high.
State parks are a popular subject with people. I think people have a lot of interest in state parks.
Sutherland explains that the Rock Island Trail project involves a maze of state, local, and federal government agencies and a complex mix of public and private funds. He says the new administration is still trying to sort through it all.
We're in a position now or with in state parks where we're evaluating any future projects and trying to do our due diligence on really evaluating what the immediate and long-term liabilities, costs, and benefits would be.
Sutherland says there's no timetable for a decision. For residents of Bell, like Barb Schaller, however, there's no overstating the value of or the local support for the Rock Island Trail. A bike trail may not be a new factory or warehouse, but it would be a shot in the arm in a place that hasn't had encouraging economic news in a long time.
The trail would be one of the best things that ever happened to this community. So I think, you know, for every negative comment or feeling that you get about the trail, you're going to have many, many more positive ones.
Missouri State Parks is taking public input on the Rock Island Trail through the end of this month. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.